Touchy Wellness Experience, where the power of touch heals all. Tune in and be empowered with your host, Njadika Olatunde, pain relief wellness educator and advocate, who is changing lives with Touchology. Greetings and welcome to the Touchology Wellness Experience, where we introduce innovative and progressive concepts that focus on how to relieve pain and stress in your life 24/7 to have optimum health and wellness using the power of touch. Did you know the power of touch affects every area of your life, mentally, physically, and emotionally? These days, touch is often seen as something bad and negative. On each show, we're going to change that thinking so you can take back control of your life from living in pain and stress using the power of touch on the Touchology Wellness Experience. Focus on Healing Wellness Institute is our sponsor. Focus on Healing provides wellness training and support services in healthcare prevention and wellness. It is the home of Touchology, Reflexology, Pain Relief First Wellness Program. That's a chemical and addiction-free alternative to OTC and opiates for relieving pain and stress. Go to focusonhealing.com and check them out. Our discussion today asks this question: are you a pain relief victim? Pain is an undeniable facet of life, a universal thread that connects us all in our journeys. Whether it's physical, emotional, or psychological, pain has the power to shape us, challenge us, and ultimately define parts of our narratives. When pain becomes an unwelcome companion, we are presented with choices to succumb or rise above it, to be defined by our circumstances, or to transcend it. Let's explore and unravel the depths of what it truly means to be a victim of pain. Pain is a complex, multifaceted, sensory and emotional experience that serves as a vital alarm system for the body, alerting us to potential harm or injury. It is usually characterized by an unpleasant sensation, an emotional distress that prompts you to take protective actions or seek medical attention. Pain can manifest in various forms, ranging from acute and localized discomfort to chronic and widespread agony. This phenomenon involves interactions between the nervous system, brain, and psychological factors, making it deeply individualized, which makes understanding and managing pain crucial for maintaining well-being and quality of life. In discussing the experience of being a victim of pain, it's of serious importance for a multiple of vital reasons. First, sharing one's pain allows an emotional release and enables individuals to process and cope with the complex array of emotions that accompany suffering. This opens dialogue needed to reduce the burden of isolation and helps in fostering empathy and understanding among listeners that builds stronger connections and support. By communicating, the often unseen challenges that victims face opens doors to societal awareness and change needed to improve medical treatments, psychological support, and the overall well-being of those grappling with pain. In understanding pain and its causes, lays the foundation for how a person perceives their pain status. Pain falls into two categories, agonizing and neuropathic. Agonizing pain results from the activation of specialized nerve endings called neuroceptors in response to tissue damage or injury. This type of pain is typically sharp and localized. On the other hand, neuropathic pain stems from dysfunction or damage to the nervous system itself, leading to abnormal signaling and sensations that can include burning, tingling, or shooting pain. Both psychological and physiological factors influence how pain is perceived, making it a subjective experience. Understanding pain and its origin is essential for effective management and treatment, which involves a comprehensive approach that addresses an individual's underlying causes, unique pain, perception, and emotional well-being. There are two types of pain, physical and emotional. Physical pain is the distressing sensation experienced that results from actual or potential tissue damage. It's a complex sensation that can range from mild discomfort to intense agony. It can be acute, like a sudden injury, or chronic persistence over an extended period. Treatment involves addressing the underlying cause and providing relief through medication, therapies, or surgical interventions. Emotional pain, on the other hand, pertains to distressing feelings experienced in response to psychological or social factors. It encompasses a wide range of emotions like sadness, grief, anxiety, and depression, often stemming from experiences such as loss, rejection, trauma, or conflict. Emotional pain can be challenging to pinpoint as it doesn't have a clear physical origin. It can have profound effects on mental well-being, leading to conditions like depression and anxiety. Addressing emotional pain typically involves therapy, self-care, and support systems to help individuals process their feelings, develop coping strategies, and foster resilience. Being a pain relief victim begins with having a victim mindset. A victim mindset is a cognitive and emotional state on how an individual perceives themselves based on constantly being subjected to adversity and external forces beyond their control. This mindset often leads to a sense of powerlessness, self-pity, and a tendency to blame circumstances or others for their difficulties. In this state, pain, whether emotional or physiological, can become intensified with a focus on suffering rather than actively seeking solutions or personal growth. The victim mindset can perpetuate a cycle of negativity and hinder individuals from taking ownership of their lives, to recognizing and addressing their thinking to foster positive change. Pain, whether physical or emotional, has the potential to contribute to the adaptation of a victim mindset due to its overwhelming and distressing nature. When individuals experience prolonged or intense pain, it can lead to feelings of powerlessness, helplessness, and vulnerability. These emotions can gradually shape the perception of being a victim of circumstances beyond your control. The continuous exposure to pain might erode a sense of self-efficiency, making it easier to see themselves as passive recipients of suffering rather than active participants in their own lives. This victim mindset hinders personal growth and problem solving as individuals begin to expect negative outcomes and perceive challenges as insurmountable. Perpetuating victimhood leads to a range of negative effects in one's life personally and professionally. When people consistently identify as victims, it hinders personal growth and prevents taking ownership of their lives and pursuing opportunities for self-improvement. This mindset fosters a sense of learned helplessness and belief that external forces control your fate, thereby diminishing motivation to enact positive change. On a societal level, perpetuating victimhood can create to divisions and animosity as different groups compete for recognition of their victim status. This hinders productive dialogue and collaboration, impending progress toward understanding and unity. It is the impact of being a victim of pain that reverberates through various facets of an individual's life, profoundly influencing their overall well-being. Pain, whether physical or emotional, can act as a pervasive force that disrupts daily function, strains relationships, and challenges one's sense of identity and purpose. However, this adversity that many individuals demonstrate remarkable fortitude, drawing on their inner strength and seeking support from healthcare professionals, loved ones, and support networks. It is essential to recognize that while being a victim of pain can impose significant challenges, it can also be a catalyst for personal growth, empathy, and a deeper understanding of the human experience, because the power of touch heals all. For information on upcoming podcast shows, workshops, and training programs, subscribe to our newsletter at touchologyexperience.com. Are you tired of battling pain alone? We're thrilled to announce the launch of the Changing Lives with Touchology Pain Relief Support Membership Community, a haven of understanding, empathy, and effective solutions. For chronic pain sufferers, discover a network that truly gets it. Connect with fellow warriors, access expert advice, and explore holistic approaches that can help you regain control of your life. Pain givers, your dedication is invaluable. Join to learn how to provide the best support possible. Get insights from professionals, connect with others like you, and strengthen the bonds that make a difference. Don't miss out on this chance to join a community that cares. Together, we're conquering pain and build a brighter future. Join today and embrace relief, understanding, and hope. Visit our website, become a part of something truly transformative. Get on the membership waiting list. Go to www.touchologyrevolution.com. On our next show, we'll continue the discussion on introducing new and innovative ways for pain sufferers and pain caregivers to relieve pain with medication-free alternatives to relieving stress and pain successfully using the power of touch to restore optimum health and wellness. If you know of someone suffering with pain or is a pain caregiver, please tell them about our show that's on a mission to address the opiate epidemic plaguing our communities. Until next time on the Touchology Wellness Experience, with a focus on changing lives with Touchology to introduce a new way of thinking and allow you to take back control of your life from pain and stress using your divine gift, the power of touch. It's all about health, wealth, prosperity, abundance, success, love, peace, happiness, joy, and harmony is what we share on the Touchology Wellness Experience. Mark your calendar to tune in and be Touchology Empowered.